This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Money. Money is something that we all know and we all use on a regular basis, day in, day out. It is the purpose of some people's lives. They wake up in the morning to pursue money. They sleep at night so they can be strong enough to chase once again the next day. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Gathering that wealth has become made you distracted. It has distracted you from your true purpose of life, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until you entered into your graves. So, if we look at this ayah, we will come to realize that it is similar to a person who we give him a shopping cart. You know the shopping cart? And you tell him it is empty. Take it. So he goes and he pushes the shopping cart inside the marketplace. And as he is going, he finds something, he puts it in the shopping cart. He finds something else, he adds it. He finds a third thing and he adds it. And he keeps adding. In fact, sometimes one of those carts is not enough. He needs two or three or four. And he gets to the checkout counter. Now, you know what that checkout counter of life is? حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Until you get into your graves. This is what we're doing in our lives. What do? We go through our lives looking, picking nice car, nice home, nice spouse, nice this, nice that. I want it all for myself. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. Gathering all of that has distracted us. Until one day we just fall into a pit, into our graves. Gone. And then that day, nothing goes with us to our grave except our good and bad deeds, except our iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see how the gathering of wealth has actually distracted us. But the love of money is actually something natural and normal. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. And you love wealth, a severe love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed that within us. It's normal for us to want money, to want goodness, to want comfort in our lives. The problem is when that becomes the purpose of our lives. And when that becomes the distraction such that we will not care about the akhirah. So, يقول ابن آدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he tells us, لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لأحب أن يكون له واديان. That if the son of Adam had one valley full of gold, he would have wanted two valleys full of gold. ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب. And nothing will fill his mouth except for dust. So if a son of Adam actually had a full valley of gold. Now imagine how many tons of gold that is. Imagine how many billion dollars that is worth. If he had that, that would not be enough. He would want a second and nothing would fill his mouth except for dust. So if we do not make a concerted effort to avoid distracting ourselves from the true purpose of life, then this will be the course of our lives. We will move along this way, where we have a little bit, we want more. We have more, we want even more. Then 1 million is not enough. 2 million is not enough. At 5 million, I will stop. It is enough. No, it is not enough. When you get to 5 million, you will look at the person who has 10. I want 10 now. I want 20. And we keep doing this until our mouths are filled with dust. So we try to eat and eat and eat as much as we can, until that mouth will be filled with dust. Nothing will fill it. Try and eat this and eat that and enjoy of this dunya. Nothing will fill it except for dust. When that mouth is full of dust, that is when all of the desire for that wealth is gone. Now the person realizes, Allahu Akbar, my wealth is of no benefit to me right now. What would have really benefited me is if I had done something good with it. يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. The son of Adam says, my wealth, it belongs to me. وَهَلَّكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. And is there anything of your wealth that you will eat, that belongs to you, except that which you eat? So it will become useless. It becomes waste. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. Or you wear it and it becomes worn and torn. It is thrown away at the end. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. Or you give a sadaqah and you carry it forth to the akhirah. You see, our wealth, we say our wealth, 1 million, 10 million, 30 million, it is mine, give it to me, it is all mine, I want it is for me, leave it for me. We say that, right? But how much of that wealth do we really use in our lives? Perhaps a person uses 300,000, 400,000, $1 million, $2 million. That is all that you will use from that wealth. So your wealth is only what you ate, what you wore, and what you gave in sadaqah, that you kept for yourself in the akhirah. The rest, you cannot say it is your wealth, because you will earn it, it will come into your account, it will leave your account, and you wouldn't have touched it. You wouldn't have benefited from it in any way. So can you call that your wealth? The hadith is defining money for you. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. Nobody is saying, don't eat, don't drink, don't marry, don't do all of these things. Do them by all means. Do them by all means, but don't forget the akhirah. Don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. So you gave a sadaqah and it carried forth to the akhirah. Now, your charity that you give is what will go with you into your grave. That money is going with you into your grave. That wealth is going with you into your grave. There was a man that passed away last year, very close to me. Wallahi, this man had a building worth $1 million or over $1 million. And 3 to 4 weeks before he passed, he gave that entire building as waqf, as sadaqah. I'm giving this building $1 million, $1.5 million, whatever you get out of it is for sadaqah. 3 weeks later, he died. He passed away. If that man had held on to that building, it would have been of no benefit to him. 3 weeks, he's gone. Only for 3 weeks he would have had that $1 million, of which he had so much more, it wouldn't have benefited him in any way whatsoever. So he spent it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that entire piece of real estate, he took it with him to his grave. It went with him to his grave. It benefited him in his grave. Why? Because he gave it. I gave it. تَصَدَّقْتُ بِهِ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. I gave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the type of stories that we need to learn from. These are the type of stories that we need to be inspired from. ومثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. And the example of a person who gives a charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like one who plants a seed. That seed will grow 7 acorns. 7 acorns, in each acorn will be 100 grains. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases and multiplies for whomsoever He wishes. And Allah is vast. Allah is vast. Wallahu wasi'un alim. And He knows everything. When you give $1 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that to be increased 700-fold. And after this, Allah will increase more than that. You see, when we give that dollar, we never assume that we will receive 700 in return. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared that for us. And do you know what the beauty of giving a charity is? Parting with that money that we love so much. Do you know what the beauty is? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that, He actually gives you in this world as well. So you will receive even more in this world, and more in this world. And the more you spend for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll give you in the dunya and in the akhirah. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ. And the one who has given for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping fully for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will increase that double fold. You see, it is like the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the example and He says, it is like the one who has a garden in a high place and a huge torrential downpour of rain comes down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that double. He makes it double. Now, if we take a look at these two ayat, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a grain. You give one grain, you plant it, right? In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He talks about the one who gives and he wants only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From being a grain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a garden, a farm, where you go and you plant and you receive not only 700, but you receive many, many, many crops worth 700. All of those being multiplied again and again and again. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases beyond that for whomsoever He wishes. So sadaqah can take you very far, especially for those of us who are in business, those of us who love to trade. We want to go buy, sell, see a profit, trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. It is easy for you to do. This is an action that doesn't require your time, where you go and you perform salah and it takes you 5, 10, 15 minutes, or you go and you sit with the Quran and read it for half an hour. You give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's gone. It's so easy to give today. It only takes the push of a button. You look for a website, something that you trust and you believe. In this course, I believe they are honest and truthful. I have done my research. Give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this month. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to Ramadan, كان أشد جوادا من الريح المرسلة. He was more charitable than the wind that passes. Do you see the wind that passes? It touches everybody. Young, small, big, old, poor, rich, whoever it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed like the wind. He gave everyone and everyone. Why? Because He knew that this is what I will take with me into my grave. This is what will benefit me was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the most important thing, and these two things that I want to mention and end off with, are very, very, very important. When it comes to our sadaqah, we should not give and then remind the person, I have given you, do you remember that time I gave you $5? You remember I did it for you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is actually a sin. So not only are you depleting the reward, not only are you destroying your reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are earning sin by doing this as well. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. O you who have believed, don't destroy your sadaqah by reminding and harming. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. Like the one who spends his wealth showing the people. So he does it not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does it so that he has control of such and such a person. Or he does it so that the people can see, I am a charitable person. I am a charitable person. You see what I have done? Here I have given charity. Everybody must know that I am charitable. That is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is looked down upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you didn't do it for Allah. You did it for yourself. You did it because you wanted people to say, هذا جواد, this is a generous man. And the same goes for those who donate towards the masajid. They donate towards the madaris and the different causes that are there. When they do that and they try to interfere with the affairs of that masjid, they have done it for control. They have not done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they give and then they say, but we want the masjid to run in this way. They give and then they say, but we want the madrasa to run in this way. Haram. Haram. And not only haram, you have destroyed the reward of that sadaqah. Don't do this. This is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is despised by Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You've earned his displeasure. You've earned his anger by doing this. You see, that is one point that I wanted to share. The second point is, don't earn your money from a haram source, and then say that I will go out there and give a sadaqah. I will benefit the people. I will give charity. كَمُطْعِمَةِ الْأَيْتَامِ مِنْ كَدِّ فَرْجِهَا لَكِ الْوَيْلُ لَا تَزْنِي وَلَا تَتَصَدَّقِي. Like the woman who goes out there, prostitutes herself, and she earns some reward. So she earns some money, you see, she gets some money, $100, $200, $500, comes back to the poor people, the orphans, and she feeds the orphans with this. لَكِ الْوَيْلْ لَا تَزْنِي وَلَا تَتَصَدَّقِي. For you is destruction. Do not commit zina and do not give a sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need you to do something haram in order to give sadaqah. And this is where the aspect of riba comes in. Riba. You see, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys riba. Allah destroys riba. And He causes the sadaqat, the charity to grow. You know, when we look at riba, riba yarbu or raba yarbu means that it will increase. That is what riba means, increase, right? So if I give you $1,000 and you promise me that end of month I will give you $1,100. So naturally, that money is increasing. At the end of the month, I will receive $100 more. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He destroys riba. He destroys riba. And He uses the word riba for sadaqah. He says, وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And He causes sadaqah to increase. But if I have $1,000 and I give 100 in sadaqah, I've got only 900 left. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, I will increase that sadaqah. Trust in me. Give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't engage in riba. I will destroy that riba. Wallahi, I know a man who regularly consumed riba. He gave riba, he ate riba. He gave riba, he ate riba. And this man, for many years, he made a lot of money out of this riba. One day, one person came and took half of his wealth. All of it gone. All gone. All gone, completely destroyed. Allah has promised you. Did you not believe in that promise? Do you not believe that it will come true? Do you not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that to come to pass? Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will open up a way for you. You don't need that riba. You don't need that interest. Go and do some business, do some halal business. Start with a dollar, wallah. But if you are doing it for the sake of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you increase. Look at Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiyallahu anhu, comes to Medina with nothing in his hands. Zero. And the Sahabi tells him, as far as I'm sure it was Sa'd ibn Rabi', he tells him, he says that, Akhi, I will give you half of my wealth, I will give you one of my wives, I will give you a home, etc. And he refuses. He says, Dullani ala suq. Show me the marketplace. Show me the marketplace. He didn't steal a dollar. He didn't engage in interest in any way whatsoever. By the time he died, it is said he had the equivalent of 33 million of today's currency. I cannot remember which currency it was, but 33 million. There was so much to go amongst his wives that they would not know what to do with that money. He came with zero to Medina. By the time he died, he had so much, so much. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you? Trust Him, make the effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. And when He does, remember, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah destroys riba, وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And He increases the sadaqah. He gives in multifold when you give for His sake. So give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not here to encourage you to donate to a certain charity or to promote a certain page of mine, etc. I have no agendas. I've not come here to promote or to fill my own pocket. But look for poor people. Look for people whom you can give to for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even better, if you go out and do the work yourself, not only an organization and a website, but you do the work yourself. And you go out and you look for those poor people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record that. And when you meet Him on the day of Qiyamah, you may have forgotten, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that, and He'll give you so much more in return. One last hadith inshaAllah before we end off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْسِ الْمَرْءِ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ لِدِينِهِ. There are no two wolves. You know how you have two wolves?